Idaho Congressman Raul Labrador is back in the Treasure Valley for the holidays. The Republican from Eagle is wrapping up his second term in office. He'll begin his third in Washington next month. Labrador recently sat down with me for a rare in-person interview. We began our discussion by focusing on immigration. Labrador remains upset with President Obama over his November executive order that will allow millions of illegal immigrants to stay in the country. The immigration issue has been one of many on which the president and Congress have disagreed in recent years. We asked Labrador if he thinks anything will change on the issue, with both chambers of Congress soon to be solidly in Republican control.
I think there's a real big, wide room for us to work on legislation together, but the history of this president on immigration has not been good. He says he wants to work on immigration reform, but really what he's talking about is amnesty. He's fine with granting amnesty to the millions of people that are here illegally. He doesn't want to do anything on border security. He doesn't want to do anything on visas. That's what he actually voted against, visa programs that would have improved the way that we bring people to the United States legally. So he has been a real impediment to the immigration efforts. And I think we're going to have legislation that passes the House and the Senate that the American people will like. It'll be something that the American people can stand behind. The question is whether this president will be willing to actually sign that legislation.
Soon after the president issued the executive order, there was a report from Pew that looked at states by percentage of the number of immigrants, people in the country illegally, who would benefit from the executive order. And Idaho was the top of that list. Is that influence your thinking at all?
No, it's illegal. You know, and action that is illegal doesn't matter if every single person in Idaho was here illegally in the United States. It's wrong for the president to put the people that are here illegally ahead of the security and the safety of the American people. All the president's actions are going to do is they're going to encourage more people to come to the United States illegally. We need to create an immigration system whereby people can come here legally, where they can do the things that are necessary for them to earn their citizenship or earn their legal status. We have the ability to do it in Congress, but when people like the president and his party put the amnesty of people that violate our laws ahead of the concerns that most Americans have that they want a legal immigration system that works, I think we're always going to be at a difference there.
That week that the executive order was issued, you again sort of became, on this issue for a lot of the national news outlets, kind of the person to go to. Mm-hmm. Do you view your role on this particular issue differently when you're in Washington?
No, I think they come to me because of my expertise. I think it's more than just because I'm Hispanic. It's because I was an immigration lawyer for 15 years. It's because of the vast experience that I have as an immigration lawyer, the vast experience that I have working on the issue. I have tried to solve this issue. I've tried to work with members of Congress even before I was in Congress. It's an important issue, and we need to solve it. We need to fix it. I'm pretty vocal about it because I think we need to do it the right way. What I fear is that we just put a Band-Aid on the issue. If you just grant the 12 million people that are here amnesty tomorrow, that's going to make a lot of people happy. But the problem is that it's not going to solve our broken immigration system. So guess what? You're going to have 10 years from now, another 12 or 15 or 20 million people that are here illegally, which means that we will not have solved the problem.
Would you as a lawmaker ever take a step and say, yes, this is simply a Band-Aid, but it is at least a step in the right direction towards compromise?
Not when it makes it worse. Not when what you're doing is you're encouraging more people to come to the United States illegally.
You easily won re-election for a third term in November, very easily. Your party swept all the statewide races again after a summer that was quite chaotic. Things looked good coming out of the elections back in November. Do you feel like that all of that chaos and the infighting that went on between the far right wing and the conservative wing of the Republican Party here in Idaho is fixed, or is it just successfully swept under the rug for now?
Well, there's probably a little bit of sweeping, and then there was some successes. I mean, I think I'm very optimistic about the new chairman of the party. I think he was supported by both wings of the party. I would describe the wings a little bit differently than you would.
How would you describe it?
I think there's a conservative wing and there's a more establishment wing of the party. But I still think that he was supported by people from both wings of the party. And I think that was good. But I said at the time, and I'll say it again, it is not necessarily unhealthy for a party to be fighting because that means that we're still alive. You know, one of the reasons you don't see the Democratic Party fighting very much in Idaho is because their ideas are dead, and their policies don't stand much of a chance to pass in the legislature. So I'm very optimistic about the future of the Republican Party, and I think it's healthy for the party to be debating these ideas.
Congressman Raul Labrador, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.